Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the coronavirus situation in the U.S. is dire. The issue of what will ultimately work, what drug could be used, will there be a vaccine developed, is a big question. And we see that the president is again promoting the unproven use of an anti-malarial drug. This is hydroxychloroquine. President Trump's continued advocacy has created tensions in his administration. Many hospitals have used the drug to treat dying patients, but others have noted serious risk. In particular, the drug can cause a heart arrhythmia.
Well, look, his job as he sees it is to rally the troops. And he's saying there's light at the end of the tunnel. Surely there is light at the end of the tunnel. This is not going to wipe out the Earth's population. What it's going to do is make us all vulnerable for a little while, and then a lot of people are going to die. When you come to the Fauci's and the others, they are basically telling the truth. They're saying this is very bad. This is going to be the worst week of all, and everybody has to brace for it. And we here at the radio station just keep on keeping on, because that's what we do. We are sure that our friends, our colleagues, our listeners are all in this together, and that we have to make it through. The comparison to World War II, to the Depression, are apt. There is no question that this is as bad as anything that I have ever seen personally. Nevertheless, I just wanted to say to everybody who listens, we're with you. Let's all pull together. Let's all help each other, because this is real bad. And we know that this is going to be a week that is going to be very, very trying.
The issue, of course, with getting that curve to flatten is to stay at home and to listen to what the experts are saying. And yet we have ample evidence that people aren't cooperating.
Well, we have some of the churches who opened their doors and let people go in and get into terrific risk. The science here is the important thing. The science says you get close to people, you're going to be out. 20% of the New York City police force is out. That is extraordinary. We're hearing heroic stories of nurses and doctors who don't have to go in, going in because it's the right thing to do. And they are doing it. So we can all just say, you know, this is really an extraordinary way of reacting to a crisis. And they're doing that. The Pope has said, stay home. And yet some of these people open their doors. I'm talking about some of the southern churches and others, and saying, we don't care, come in. And they're coming in. I was talking to somebody this morning who said there are signs of increased activity after Albany was a ghost town. Now there are people on the street and the bus stops. One wonders whether or not there are some people who just give up at a time like this. This is not the time to give up. This is the time to stay strong. No two ways.
Yeah, fear does some strange things to people. Even when it comes to the supplies within New York State, you have upstate officials, Alan, continuing to push back against the plan by Governor Cuomo to move unused ventilators to downstate hospitals. He keeps talking about the fire hose example and helping your neighbor, and he's getting pushback from folks, obviously, who are worried upstate that when it gets here, they won't have them.
Good for Governor Cuomo. We can only respect him. In my little town of Great Barrington, there were people who said, second homers are not welcome. Pull up the gangplanks, they're really saying. No, that's not the way that it works. If you're a governor, you've got to worry about your whole state. If you are a local pal, or if you are somebody who gets by saying, what's the cheapest, easiest thing for me to say or do that will get me votes in the long run, I'll just articulate that. And that's what's happening. So you have this governor. He's doing exactly the right thing. He says the buck stops with him, and it does. He's got to worry about the whole state. If he needs to move things around, he needs to move things around. Good for him.
And he's getting help from, of all places, China. He got help from Robert Kraft, who owns the Patriots. They brought ventilators to New York. He's getting help even from Oregon with the little ventilators they have. But again, not getting the help from the federal government that he says they desperately need.
Well, that's his job, too. His job is to put pressure wherever he can. And if his job is to say the federal government isn't doing it, they made this classic mistake of bringing Kushner, of all people, up there looking like a very insubstantial personage, and gives a speech that raises an awful lot of doubt about him and his competence, saying things like our, meaning the federal government versus the states. No, Jared, we're all in this together. Don't you get that? You know, you put him in charge of Israeli-Palestinian reconciliation. That sure didn't work out. Now you pull him out again and you have him do this. What could this president be thinking?
And while all this is going on, we have a presidential election on the horizon, Alan. We have two Democrats still in the race. That's former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders. When it comes to Sanders, says the AP, narrow path to victory gets even narrower. Some in his inner circle have advised him to consider dropping out.
Well, he should drop out, obviously. I mean, if he was close or if there was a chance of winning, that's fine. But there isn't, not really. As for Biden, there are those who wish he has a little bit more verve when it comes to this. Nevertheless, you know, this is the way he got where he got. Look, there are people who want a different kind of presidency right now. And I think he's betting on the fact that if he continues to do what he's doing now, which is to give a stable response to all of this, that he will win this. So far, at least in the Democratic primary, it's worked. So the most important thing to do now is to get rid of this president. That's what I think Sanders should be saying right now. Because I've heard of people who say, I'm not voting for anyone if it can't be Bernie. Bad news.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Alan, thank you. And everyone, please, please, please follow the rules.
And David, thank you for being there. Thank our wonderful staff and our great board operators who are heroic in doing what they do. My hope is that we'll all be together as long as this goes on. We'll be together here at WAMC.